and welcome to MGP 461. I'm Kev, and this lot are such cowards that I'm actually not on this week's podcast because I'm in the middle of redoing my office, don't have a working computer, but none of them bear to do the intro. So let's do the intro. With me as ever, there's Sheepdog, Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to assume that was long enough for them to say hello. I'm not wearing any headphones. I'm talking into Anna's mic, and I'm now going to leave you in the capable hands of this. I've not played any games this week. You're not really missing anything. I'm building a desk. See you next week, everybody. Hello.
That's the end of the podcast. How's everyone doing? To be fair, I think we've all got bones to pick with Kev this week, and he knew it, so he's disappeared off to do his desk. But
We've all got bones to pick with you, Kevin.
No, it's all, we don't need him back.
Okay.
We don't need
him back. Come running back now.
We just want to slag him off behind his back.
Fair enough.
How are you all doing? You all right?
Watching the wind, watching my fence.
I was going to say, just to date the podcast a little bit, Storm Eunice is in full throw at the moment. Assuming that any major events happen around the storm, they haven't happened yet. This is pre whatever Eunice events happen.
Have you seen the O2?
I have. Mm. It's an 01 now, isn't it? It's half there. It shrank in size. I thought of that on the spot. I feel well proud of myself. I had a long chat because I called it the Millennium Dome earlier, and someone said to me, I've not heard it be called that in decades.
Literally.
Made me feel very old, really, realizing that no one calls it that and people forget that it was the Millennium Dome. Someone asked, what's a Millennium Dome? And we were like, it's a dome built for the Millennium, but they're 18, so they didn't know that the Millennium was a thing, which is weird. I never really considered that my kids didn't experience a whole Millennium that I lived in. Only, obviously, I lived in the very end of it. I didn't see much of it, but, you know, it's
we lived
weird,
through the 90s. It was bad enough.
Yes, it's. Shall we review the 90s? Is that what we're doing? Kev's not here. Let's forget games. We'll review the 90s. See, I'd love to be on a podcast where I could just go off on a tangent about 90s trivia for an hour. But no, the rules are the rules. This is the gaming podcast. Have anyone done anything weird this week? I went to IKEA. Nothing really happened, though, to be honest. But I went to IKEA, got a chair.
Did you get a chair?
I did. I got a Matspieler. I think that's how you say it.
Oh, right. Okay, you had a Matspieler. Yeah, another one.
I went down there and they had a white one and a black one, and I sat in the white one, and then I thought, I don't know about it, I'm not really sure. And then I saw that they had one at a desk on the other side of the room, that I looked at this big massive bit full of chairs, and it was like they had a fancy desk where you could move the desk up and down. It was on a motor, but there were children playing on it. I'm guessing it might have actually been a genuine. I thought it was just they put it on there so you could, you know, go, oh well, my chair's this high or my table's this high. But these two kids were just playing on it, so I was just standing behind them like a weird loser waiting for them to get off the chair ride so that I could actually test it out. And I was like, really? Because I was thinking I can sit in the chair, and I'm like, right, okay, it feels all right on my back, I'm bouncing back on it a bit and it feels all right, but if I've got a desk in front of me, how's it going to feel, you know? So I had to wait there for like 10 minutes like this absolute loser, thinking, you know, they just want to play, they just want to see how high they can make the desk go and how low they can make the chair go. And I'm standing there thinking, if he breaks that table, because he was making it go as low as possible with the chair underneath it, and I was like, if they crack in a minute, I'm just gonna go nuts at this kid. I'm just gonna be telling him off, like, whose child is this? Where are your parents? How dare you? But luckily he didn't break it. Luckily his sister came over and had a right old whinge at him for taking too much time on the chair ride, and then their parents dragged him off while she was whinging. And I thought, right, I'll sit down and have a go. And I couldn't remember how high my desk was. I'm sat there thinking, I don't know how high my desk is compared to this chair. Now I've had all this time standing behind a kid thinking, get off, I want to have a go. And I just sat down, pretended I was clicking a mouse about, and thought, yeah, this chair will do. So I bought it in the end. I kind of figure I'll get it now and feel like it's a massive revelation. I've got this new chair. And then in a year's time, I'll be going, I've just spent a small fortune on a super chair. But I'm trying to not spend a small fortune on a super chair. I don't feel like I need it that much. I mean, at the moment, my back just hurts from sitting in a kitchen chair for 2 years, and so I just thought getting a slightly better chair might be good. We also got one that I can't remember what they're called, Powangs or something. They're like a sort of a lounge chair. We got one for Ollie and my littlest, and they're sat next to me, and I'm thinking, I could have just sat in that. I mean, I game most of the time at this computer. I could have just sat in a little lounge chair and moved the webcam. It would have been fine. But yeah, I haven't even set the chair up yet. I'm still sat in the bloody kitchen chair. Just
set your chair aching.
What? because yesterday we spent that. Sorry, I just cracked my spine then. yesterday, we spent all day sorting out all of the IKEA stuff. We bought like Kallaxes and stuff. So we had a man in at the weekend who boarded up our loft, and we've just been climbing up and down, lobbing stuff up there, and I rearranged our bedroom, rearranged, you know, all the different rooms. So yeah, yesterday was just putting stuff together, screwing stuff. I mean, I came down and Mrs. Sheepdog had already done like half of it, and I was like, "What are you doing? I want to help. You know, I want to get involved. I don't want you doing all this and me feeling like I'm lazy and I've just missed all the hard work." First one I did wrong, like screwed in the screws on the wrong side of it. Next one I got out was twice as hard as all the ones that Mrs. Sheepdog had done and took me forever. So yeah, it was a mess. So then I just thought, you know what? I'm not in the right frame of mind to do the chair today. I'll do it tomorrow. But then today I didn't get up until like one, and I just thought, all right, I'll do it tomorrow. So that chair should hopefully be built by the time I stream on Sunday. I can't give it a proper review. That would almost have been good for a gaming podcast to have reviewed my gaming chair from IKEA. But I mean, it did feel good in the shop, and it's their like top selling one. It's I think it was like 150 quid, which is pretty decent for a gaming chair, I've found. I mean, I did look at some boring, lame. I mean, these sites are quite awkward, aren't they? Like when they give you the top 10 gaming chairs, and it's like all affiliate links and people that they're related to. But it did score highly in all these websites. Those sites are so weird. We reviewed HelloFresh versus Gusto. Find out who's best. Article sponsored by HelloFresh. I was like, well, see, this is why I don't trust you people, because you're sat there telling me HelloFresh are the best, and it's like they're paying you. So it really put me off knowing whether these other sites were any good. But IKEA were all right. I felt like there aren't any other places I could have really gone and tried one other than like PC World. But I tried theirs, and they're all really rock hard. So I'm thinking it'd be good. I'm looking forward to sitting in it. But I think that's pretty much my week. Has anyone else had anything good happen?
Oh, I got my sleep thing back. I have severe sleep apnea. That's fun.
God, we're so old.
Apparently I had a minute of non-breathing. So
nice. You just held your breath for 60 seconds straight in the night.
66 seconds, yeah, apparently.
Christ. I know we try and like, again, I know this is a gaming podcast and we've spent 10 minutes talking about IKEA, but listeners, if you are of a similar build to me, Kev and Anna, similar age, and you're snoring in the night, get a sleep test, because I've got one, Kev's got one, and Anna's got one, and he won't mind me saying it, but Lee McElwain, who listens, long-time listener and long-time, you know, supporter of everything we do, he also has had one of these machines, and my word, we're all old, and we stop breathing a lot in the night, and it's really worrying. But I got the machine with the mask on, and I know Lee's got one, and it's a proper game changer. Like, I tell you, my brain feels 1,000 times sharper than it felt like. I mean, I was kind of hoping I'd stop being such an idiot and I'd stop having such a weird, messy, cartoon, haphazardy life.
Don't stop that. That's the best bits.
I know you lot find it entertaining, but I have to live it. And I kind of thought, oh, you know, maybe the fact that my brain was operating at like, you know, 70% or whatever, I don't know, you know, making up numbers, maybe that's why I'm such a weirdo. I'll get a face mask, I'll breathe more oxygen, and that'll be the answer. You know, it'd be like giving a plant a bit more water. It will suddenly just be a little bit taller and a little bit more green. And I just thought that would be how humans worked. But no, it hasn't given me a personality transplant. It's just made me slightly sharper. So yeah, fingers crossed. And it's progressively getting better as well. So it's not like it was an instant fix and then it stayed at that level. I feel constantly getting better. So hopefully you'll get the same if you and Kev get these machines sorted.
They've given me an appointment. My appointment is like the 24th of Feb, and Kev's in like April, March time. And
I don't care about Kev. The world doesn't need Kevs.
That's like, maybe because I'm a carer and they know that and I need to be awake for that.
With Kev, they're like, you sure you don't want to go for a long drive? You sure you don't fancy driving to Scotland? And Kev's like, oh no, I'm a bit tired.
And then I found out, I had an x-ray a few weeks ago about my back, and found out I have a 3-centimeter, they say, kidney stone in my kidney. So now I need to have that scanned. So it's all go for me.
Yeah, you're having a great time. You've taken middle age by storm all of a sudden.
I really am. 3 centimeters. I was like, how? They go, it just happens. I'm like, 3 centimeters.
Abs over there patting his lungs and his kidneys, going, these bad boys, these are fine. Nothing wrong with ease.
Mine were last year. This year, everything's just gone.
How are you doing over there, Mr. Billion Dollar Man? Feeling good? All right, are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
All right.
Yeah.
It's all right up north, isn't it? Yeah.
I think so.
All that northern air keeping you healthy.
So, yeah, it's been a week of revelations on my health. But they did say because of the sleep apnea, my weight gain is probably because of the sleep apnea, because I've only put on the weight since this has been happening, because I get up every morning, I'm so tired.
Yeah, that's like, basically so it for me tired. As well. It's great. It's an excuse. That's what we all want. Get out of jail free card. I stopped at 4 McDonald's on the way home from hospital after that. Oh. I was like, yeah, I'm indestructible. Nom, nom, nom. but no, it is nice. It is nice to get a bit of help to, yeah, it's good. I don't think anything else has really happened. It's been a weird week because I've been off. I've just been sat around. I've just been
you could have come getting and up to Kevin. Mischief.
Well, helping with what? He didn't ask me. He should have messaged. Yeah. I've literally twiddled my thumbs all day. You only live like 40 minutes away.
That's true.
I mean, it would have been a bit of an excessive journey, but I've driven further for less. It would have been fine. He always forgets. He always says, oh, you know, I never see you outside of work stuff. And I'm like, you never ask
That's
me, Kev.
True.
You never say to me, sheepdog, get in the car. I mean, it used to be that he'd appear outside my house and say, come the F on. I'd have a text at any time of day or night, and I'd know he was outside my house because that's what he texts me when he's outside
and
my house.
And you would go as well. That's
and I would
the
just
thing.
Go get in the car. Yeah, I'd be like, right, I'm off out. See you later. Mrs. Sheepdog will be there breastfeeding one kid while the other kid's doing something else. And I'll be like, I'm off. I'm going to Wales or something. I'll tell you where I get to.
Exactly.
I once texted her saying, there's no Dr. Pepper in Tesco's. We're going to Wales. And she texts back, come back by Tuesday. this was like a Saturday or something. I was like, yeah, don't worry. It'll be fine. It's all good. Yeah, I miss those days. Tell him that he needs to just appear outside my house more, wanting to drive me to breweries and stuff. They were good times.
Bless him.
Sheepdog wants to take him to a brewery. Doesn't matter where. You don't drink anymore, and you shouldn't be driving, apparently. Although, if his
doctor's
listening,
he can. The doctor said he can.
Yeah. Oh, God, we're
he went
so
in
old.
I had to answer questions about if he was at the traffic lights. Will he fall asleep within the time it takes for them to change? It's like, no.
God, when they asked me that, I was like, I mean, how long does a traffic light change?
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah.
What's playing on the radio? Are there nursery rhymes on? Is my son listening to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star again? Rock-a-bye Baby? Is it hot? You know, have I had a long day? Am I just, you know.
Mine was.
Am I drunk?
Would you fall asleep if you were talking to someone like, no, I would stay awake for that. I'm not going to... They're so weird questions, but they were high enough that I need to be put on a list.
It does make me wonder who's out there just dozing off mid-sentence and not realising there's something wrong. Like, could you imagine if we're chatting here now and Pam's just fast asleep? Like, he's completely gone.
I suppose it depends who you're talking to.
Ah, that's true.
Well, yeah, sure. We've all had conversations where we're like, right, I am about to slip into a coma.
You've been to my house with a microphone in your hand and fell asleep.
Well, yeah, but again, I'm a very unwell man, am I? I forgot about that. I have fallen asleep in podcasts before. My word. I answered a few of those questions wrong then.
Oh,
maybe.
He was asleep on the sofa with microphone in his hand, like Kevin. He's like asleep.
Was that during an episode?
I think so.
Must have been, mustn't it? Because why would I have still been holding it otherwise? I mean, because that was back in the day when we held the mics and sat on Kev's sofa and had like a formal roundtable discussion together. Seems weird now, doesn't it? It's like we all sit on Discord in our own separate rooms. Even you and Kev aren't together when you're recording.
That's true. He's in a cupboard. Oh, I said that the other day to the new social worker. I was like, yeah, Kev spends most of his time in a cupboard. And the woman looked mortified. I was like, it's not an... And Kev's like, it's not an actual cupboard. It's just a room, but that's what they call it. And I'm like, yeah, he's not in a cupboard.
You should have just said it's good enough for Harry Potter. Harry Potter saved the world from his cupboard.
What a fake. I was like, oh, my God. No, don't. We're not like them kind of people. But she came.
I've been trying to convince Mrs. Sheepdog to work from the cupboard. Our cupboard is literally a like meter and a half wide, so it didn't go down very well. But We did compromise by moving a desk to a better position in our bedroom that doesn't get in my way. I was just annoyed. It was always right next to the door, so I didn't want this. I was like, can't you just move it into the cupboard downstairs? And just, she was like, it'd be a bit dark in there. And I was like, well, we can leave the door open. Wow. And it won't be dark. But she didn't fancy it. But yeah, it was, that would have been, I mean, Harry Potter's cupboard would have been bigger than the one I was trying to get it to work from, to be fair. But no. Yeah, don't tell social workers you're locking your partner in a cupboard. That's advice for everybody. It doesn't go down well. And we're back. We had a little hiccup there with the sound. I reckon Kev's trying to undermine the podcast because he's not here. He heard us talking about him being trapped in a cupboard. And I think he yanked a cord out of Anna's laptop or something. But we are back. Sorry for the abrupt change of tone there. It might have been Pab's fault. Pab, was it your fault?
To be honest, last night about 1:30, I was still awake and I was on my phone and my phone wouldn't connect to anything. And our internet had literally gone off. I went to wake Kev up. I was like, Kev,
mine did that.
No internet.
You're a BT, yeah. Aren't you? Mine did that.
We
at
are.
One.
Yeah. We had no internet. And I went to wake him up and he's like, what? I was like, we've got no internet. Because he had turned it off earlier that evening. So I thought he'd broken it because I didn't want Annie to wake up and meltdown that there was no internet. So he's there at 1:30.
I was
fuming. What was happening.
And you you're giving me a bit of a segue here, which I hadn't done in the original run through, so this is perfect. But I was fuming because I was sat there at 1 a.m. I'm sure we all talked about this before, the whole Wordle craze, and everyone in the world plays Wordle, and yeah, you've all heard Wordle before. And I still play that. I'd done that by 1 o'clock. I do that at midnight every night. I have a little, I'm in a little group, and we all kind of, not. We don't race. We went for a joke, we were racing at one point, but now I feel like we all just quickly chuck our stuff in there and we all agree that different people are going to be doing different things. But because of that group, I'm now also doing Worldle, which is guess what country this is, and I'm also doing Quordle, which is four words at once on a grid. And when you type in letters, like for example, I put in the word prism and then it said, right, on word one there's a P, an I and an S, but on word two there's only a P and an M, and on word three there's an I, and on word four there's an I and an S. And then you have 10 guesses to try and guess all four words with your guesses. And my word, that's hard. And I realized last night that at 1 o'clock, because it kept, the internet went off basically. So I had to switch to 4G and faff around. And I thought, I won't go downstairs and try and figure out what BT are up to. But it's interesting that yours went off as well when you're miles away. But when it came back on, when I finally come back on, I'd lost my flow with this Quordle. And I only got two of the words, but realised after I'd failed it and it was telling me, oh, word number one was this. I was like, oh my God, I had all the letters for it from my earlier guesses and stuff. I'd been so distracted by the internet, I hadn't realised that I'd got P, I and S, and then later on I got E and C. I think the word was spice or something. Spoiler if you're not, I mean, it was yesterday for you, so it's not a spoiler, is it? You're the listeners, you're tomorrow. But the word was spice and I'd put in clump as my guess. I don't even know why I'd put that. I think I was guessing a different one. These are fun. I'm liking all these little games that are popping up. I feel like short of Wordle kind of revolutionising, bringing peace to the world for a brief period with his little word game, he's spawned a whole genre of games that I quite enjoy just having a little dabble with in the night. It's weird that that's what I've chosen to do. Most people would probably get up in the morning and do it with their breakfast, but I'm choosing to stay up an hour later than normal, exhaust myself, all in the interest of learning new words. But Worldle, I'm very pleased with. I mean, I don't know where. Have you ever seen Worldle? It's
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's quite cool. It showed a random country, and I thought, could be France. I'm not really sure what France looks like, just on its own. And it was like, nah, sheepdog, it's not France. You've got to go 7,500 kilometers south west of where you're looking. And I was like, well, what the hell is 7,500 kilometers southwest of France? I put Brazil, and it was like, nah, go up another 2,000 kilometers up to the left a bit. So I was like, Mexico. It's like, whoa, too far, sheepdog. Now you need to go southwest, southeast, another 5,500 kilometers. And I'm like, right. So I put Uruguay and it was like, nope, you got to go 4,000 kilometers up. And then, yeah, just carried on like that. And it's like, it tells you these things. It gives you a little bit of a score. So I'd put Colombia. And then I was like, I have no idea. I've ran out of South American countries. I have no idea what's in South America and what isn't. And you can't tell the size of it. It's not showing you here's a country and here's a banana for scale. It's like, here's a country, and you're like, well, that could be a tiny little Luxembourg picture, and you've just made it look big, or it could be Australia. You know what I mean? It's like there's no scale there at all. So what was it in the end? I can't even see. I put Dominican Republic thinking I have no idea what that country looks like. And it was mm-hmm. Suriname. I don't even know where Suriname is other than probably South America, judging by this. I don't think I've ever heard of Suriname. But apparently it's 2,000 kilometres from the Dominican Republic. So I'm learning a lot about geography from playing this little game. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. It looks like surname with an I in the middle of it.
So you've been doing all these Wordle
yep.
spin-offs. You're in a group about it. That's what
I
you're
am.
Saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you come across... Well, I'm presuming you must have come across Loodle then.
I stayed away from Loodle because I'm not filthy.
Fair enough.
I also figured how many swear words could there possibly be? I mean, you're making...
Yo,
you're
trust
actually,
me.
You're piquing my interest now.
I've not done it, but I've seen some of them, and it's like what's that?
Urban how many letters
it's like Urban Dictionary. It's five. Same. It's exactly the same as.
So Wang Jangle's not going to be there and stuff
no.
like that. Slappy
it's
wag.
All five-letter words, but it's all like it's like almost Urban Dictionary style words as well.
God. Urban Dictionary
yeah, see,
bad.
I wouldn't want to feel out of touch just seeing all these made-up words that I've never heard, or realizing that a word I assume that means I'm a legend. And then...
Well, I don't know if a Wordle okay. does this. I've never looked, but there's also a link that then takes you to like the script, a page description of what the word means.
Oh no!
Wow. So you could actually find out what it is.
I might have to add that to my my mix of words. Expand my dictionary of words that I know.
Yeah,
it's been fun though. Someone sent me a maths one, and I was like, "No, I have no idea. Numbers are not for my brain." It was just I didn't even understand what it was asking me. I was just like, "This isn't like what is 52 times 27 or something like that." And I've got four guesses. It was like a load of nonsense with symbols and stuff that I've never seen before. And I was like, "No, I'm not here to solve like the theory of." You know, light speed travel or whatever. You know, it's like, nah, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, mate. That's more of a 5 o'clock tea time job. But no, I'm enjoying this. It's just a lovely little brain teaser before. But I feel like such an art. Really have just gone to middle age now, haven't we?
I've been annoyed with Wordle this week.
I failed it this week again.
Finally, well, I'd not failed it. I got past my streak that I got past my like streak of like whatever it was 16 or 18 or whatever it was, and then it reset it because it changed over to the New York
Times.
Really? And it reset.
See,
mine
reset because I got a new phone, so I was at like 34 and then I got a new phone,
yeah,
and now I'm back up to 15, but I'm on an 87% streak because I've lost twice now. I got done by the other day. It had like a double, it had two D's in it, and I didn't even think. I was just spamming the same four end letters with a different word. I think I put what? I think it was dodge, and I put wodge in. I was like wodge, podge, just making up words, and it was accepting them. And I was like, yep, cool. But then couldn't believe it when it was such an obvious word. I was like, but no, again, this is just. It's so funny how things like this come up. Like, if I'd have said to you, oh, guys, I'm inventing a game, it's just a web address to go to and you just type in a five-letter word, you'd be like, all right, sheepdog, whatever, mate. All right, yeah, you have fun with that. You know, it might have done the rounds a bit and then it would have just floated away. But this guy has somehow done this and it's been bought by a paper for millions and spawned a whole ton of stuff. It's... I don't understand the world. I don't understand the world at all. It's like, how can they? I know that I slagged this game off. I'm about to mention, but how can they make Wordle and become world famous and rich? And like, someone can spend all the time and effort they made on something like No Man's Sky, where they made a universe, a literal universe, and everyone's like, "Yeah, that game sucks." And like, the numbers are so different in terms of how many people have probably played each and how many are aware of each. And you're like, they invented a virtual universe that's like. You know, what's the word where it makes it? I can't remember the word now where it's makes as it goes. Everyone's world
generated.
Is different. It's sorry,
procedurally
generated world universe. Yeah, it's just I don't understand people.
It'll be out like, on the Switch soon, so
yeah, isn't it a cloud game on that though?
I've no idea, I just saw
might
it.
Might be thinking of something else, but no, other than that. I mentioned last week that I was angry with Pokemon Legends Arceus because the difficulty, I mean, Kev had already mentioned the difficulty ramps up for the it's not even the part, it's like you finish the game and then there's another couple of bosses to do and stuff like that, and one of those bosses is obscenely hard and unexpectedly difficult, and like I thought I was just being a bit rubbish at the game. But then Lewis, who I know Pab knows, I'm not sure if Alan knows him, but he listens to the podcast, people will know him. He mentioned he's been trying again and again and again and he can't do it. And I was like, okay, I really think he's really good at these games. So if he's struggling, he's struggling. You know, it's definitely hard. So that was difficult. And then I got to the very, very end last week and I was ranting that I'd spent all that time and effort and I wanted to complete it and I couldn't physically do it no matter how many times I tried. And I was so deflated, I didn't bother for days. And then I was on Facebook and they put a message out advertising the game. And I replied to it going, is there any talk of there being a patch to make this final boss a little less hard or to give you an opportunity to tweak something? Because it is absurd. I can't believe I can't do it. And somebody instantly replied to me saying, if you go to the town that you go back and forth to, Jubilife City, there's an old lady there that sells charms. And in the game, if you get hit by a Pokemon 3 times, you die if you're wandering about. But if you have these charms, it gives you another 3 for each one you own. So if you own all 5 of the ones you can buy, you can get hit 15 times and you won't die. And so I went and bought all of them before the stream. I think I bought 4 of them because I didn't have enough money to buy the 5th one. So I was able to die however many, so 12 times. I was able to be hit 12 times before I died, sorry. I went to Arceus and did the battle. And I think whilst it did take me a few attempts, it wasn't too bad. And I did do it. So I was very, very thrilled. Is that on stream just thinking like I kept dying, but because you can kind of restart every quarter of damage you do, you can restart and it will save that quarter. I got it down eventually and was absolutely thrilled and cheering. As you can imagine, it was a very hype moment. but that's put the game. I'd kind of gone from, oh, this is 100% the best game ever to, oh, I'm kind of annoyed now to, okay, no, I'm back on board. This is great. And, you know, now I'm going to be spending some sort of chatting to my followers. We're going to try and 100% all the different bits and pieces you can do and try and see what we can eke out of it and shiny hunt and all of that. So I'm back on the train, if that makes sense. Like I was very downbeat for a couple of days thinking, I don't even want to turn it on. I'm so gutted. But I'm glad I got back into that. I'm glad I asked online, because if I hadn't have been told by that person, I'd never have thought of it. And yeah, it was the answer. So it does have already. They did design it with this little difficulty support thing built in. The lady also sells the ability for you to not lose stuff as much. And something else to do with your Pokemon, I can't remember now, but generally speaking, you buy these charms, it makes the game slightly easier. So yeah, not my one problem was my old man brain couldn't keep up with how quick it was attacking. Someone did watch me doing it going, how on earth is this the speed it attacks you at? Like, what are you supposed to do? And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly my problem. My worry now is that my son's going to want me to do it for him at some point. He's going to reach that at some point in the next month and he's going to be like, here it is, I want you to complete it now, and if you die, I'm going to have a tantrum. And that's how he kind of works. He'll walk in and be like, do this for me, and then every time I die, he'll get more and more annoyed about how much I suck at games. And I'm like, I'm doing this for you. Like, you can't lose it at me. You can't be upset with me for failing. This is hard. And he's like, you suck, you're a noob. And I'm like, no, I'm not a noob. Wow. So I'm dreading that. Hopefully I'll just smash it out of the park first try, because I've obviously done it myself now. But no, that game was awesome, so I'm very happy with that. The very last thing I wanted to do, and Kev's not here to take the brunt of this, but Mr. Kevin last week at the end of the podcast showed me his tactic on Football Manager that he's working on and explained how this year narrow tactics are in and don't go wide, go narrow, and everyone's playing narrow. It's the secret sauce that can get you all the success. So I go on my stream the next day, on the next Sunday, and I'm like, right, don't need these wingers anymore. Push them onto the bench. Super narrow from here on out. I even looked at his little pictures to make sure I had the same settings in place. my season went so badly, the chairman told me if I don't turn it around in the next 4 weeks, he's sacking me. And he was just like, this is unacceptable. I brought you in to turn us around and you've taken us. I took him to the relegation zone. So tonight, the first thing I did was like, right, wingers. I hear wingers are a thing. Let's put wingers in the team. And I went from a massive loss run, which I don't know why I didn't just fix this during the stream. I should have just gone back to this at the time. But going back to wingers, I'm suddenly back up to where I was when I started at the club pretty much. And the chairman suddenly likes me again. He's an absolute, you know, he needs to make his mind up. But yeah, I feel like Kev plays the game differently somehow than the rest of the... I don't know how he does it. I mean, he's probably using much better players and a much better team. I can't really tell from this picture because I don't recognise any of the names, but there's maybe some secret sauce there that I've not quite got. Like, maybe they're all 5-star in their positions, whereas mine were like 3- and 4-star, but it did not work. Narrow is not the way forward for Football Manager for me. I'm sticking with the wingers. But apparently the patch is coming out for that soon, so who knows what magic stuff they'll put in, but I'm excited to hear there'll be a new patch and it'll all change. But that has been my week in gaming, all those bits. Over to one of you. Who wants to go next? Or do you want to put an ad in here, Pab? Would this be a good place to put an ad?
I was about to say, Sheepdog, should put an ad in.
Well, I'm assuming you did it there. I stopped talking. And,
I think we're going to go about there.
I was like, is that a long enough pause? I was like, how long does Kev normally do this? I'm normally drinking my drink at this point in the podcast, just thinking that's me done, I've spoken. But Anna, you got a new game. Did you play it much today?
Not as much as I wanted to. It came at like 11:30 and I only got to put it on at 8 this evening. So I got Horizon, and I... It's Kev's fault. All Kevin's fault. His new desk's been stuck in Belgium and he was supposed to do it last week and it got stuck and it came this week, and then he only had the van today, so he had to get the old one out, and then this one had to be built, and it was supposed to take an hour and it took like 3 because he couldn't screw a screw in and got really angry with it. I didn't get to play it till 8 because then like dinner and stuff. But I've put it in for an hour. I've done like an hour. I've not got to the title screen yet. It's very green. I don't know if it's just because I'm old or I've got new glasses or something, but there's so much green on it, and the green just is oversaturated. I don't know how to explain it, but it just seems a lot of green. And you can't really
green.
Like a lot of green, yeah. Because like the whole game in the last game, it wasn't so green. But where I am at the moment, it's just vegetation like everywhere.
I get what you mean, though. I think
it's just bugging me out a little bit. Does it not? Thank God for that, because it's doing my head in. Just looking at all the just. Because you've got your sight thing, and that's like bluey purple, but then you've got the just did melon. But yeah, I played the first hour of my time. I've put it on performance mode because I just wanted it to run a little better.
You want the 60.
So I don't know which is which. He doesn't tell me. I just put performance on because
performance is what will give you. So a lesser resolution but a higher frame rate.
Yeah.
So it'll run smoother.
David! Sorry, the dog was... He heard Kevin, and when he hears Kevin, he instantly goes for pillows. Don't know why, but now he's holding a pillow. So, because I've been playing Dying Light on performance, and it helps it, but I think that's because it's first person, and you need the frame rate to keep up with you. So yeah, I played the first hour of Horizon. It's more Horizon. Like, I literally have got a bow at the moment and my earpiece, so I can't really say a lot about it, but I will be playing it afterwards. I really don't have anything to say because I had like an hour.
Okay.
But I have been playing a lot, 63 hours of Dying Light 2. I do like Dying Light 2 a lot. I just don't like, if you play this, do not go to areas that are above your level because it will murder you. And I did by accident and got slaughtered. So I've gone back to where I have. I've had a few bugs this week. There's not been an update this week, but I was in a church, and I had to fight this guy, and I fought him, and I was having a chat with him, but I couldn't see him, but the camera was moving around like he was there. I couldn't see him, and then another character came in just holding a bow, and all I could see was the bow moving around, no character. So he died. because you get a choice whether he lives or dies. So I turned it off, reloaded, and it took me before that scene. The scene started working, like, properly. I could see the characters, everyone was moving. But this time I let him live, and he walked away. But when the cutscene had ended, he was on the floor. I was on the radio to, like, the guy, and he's like, oh, what did you do? And I just let him go. And then my character went, oh, no, I couldn't save him, he's dead. But the character that wanted to kill him is like, oh, I'm glad I didn't kill him. So I don't know if my story is now broken, because one character thinks he's alive, another character thinks he's dead, and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, I hope this doesn't, like, crash my game later on down the line, because, like, characters reoccur throughout the game. So, like, you're meeting them one area, excuse me, and you'll meet them again in another area. So I'm like, oh, I don't know what's happening. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that my game is not broken, because I'll be very sad.
Gives you an excuse to replay it, though, doesn't it? If you have...
It does. Like, this game is, like, playable from the start again, and you just, instead of going... Like, I'm at the moment going all the survivors and then giving them... Because, like, you have to open areas of a map, and then, like, you've got water and electric, and then they get to control that area. So if I play it again, I can give it all to, like, the peacekeepers, and that will be a whole different timeline, a whole different story, I'm guessing. So that would be fun to do, but I just hope my first playthrough is not dead. I don't think I'm near the end. Because you have to pick up these, like, inhibitors to, like, boost up your health and stamina. And I found 71 out of 124. So I've got a few more to find, definitely. It took, like, I was doing... So you have to go up a tower. And this is the first time I've come across the enemies from the first game. And they're still super, super scary. Like, they come at you. But I didn't know what I was walking into. I was like, la, la, la. I was like, oh, people on the floor. Fuck. It's like they hibernate. If they're in the dark or it's daytime, the zombies just, like, crouch down and hibernate. But these ones move in the dark. And I thought it was the virals, and I didn't think it was the other ones. And they, the vaulters, and they are... was their name, they vault at you, and it's there's like four of them, super scary. Did not like that. But the game, I have the game now, is opened up immensely, because I now have the grapple hook, I now have the power glider, I now have the UV light that's on my person, I now have the tracker for the inhibitors, so I can just walk around, no one's over there, and I can go and get it. So in the old game, you would just, at night time, you would just run to a safe house, because that's where you want to be. You don't want to be outside, because the vaulters can track you, like, very easily. Whereas this one, as long as you are mainly on, like, top of buildings, as long as you're not on the ground level, you're pretty much safe. Like, yes, you'll get, like, zombies coming at you, but there's these howlers, and you don't want howlers. Because, like, they are on, yeah, you can see where they are because there's, like, an icon on the screen. So avoid them, because they're the ones that howl and scream, and they all come running at you, and it's just a whole thing you don't want. So as long as you are up, you're fine. So you've got, like, the grappling. I can grapple from one, like, suspended train to another building, or I can use a vent and paraglide, so that's good. I like all that. They've now thrown in, like, another curveball where the floor is covered in a chemical. Don't go on that chemical, because you will die. Like, I was like, what is happening? And they finally tell you, and, like, okay. But I do like this game. Like, I at the moment, because I have only played an hour of Horizon, I prefer Dying Light. But I'm sure that will change in the next couple of days. But, yeah, I just think it's because it's easy, it's snappy, you're here, there and everywhere. But I do enjoy that. But that's all I've played, like, Dying Light and Horizon. So, yeah, I've got something to play now, so I'm happy.
Yeah, this is it. Mm. I do feel, I know I say this every week, but I am sort of looking at the schedule thinking I need these secret games that pop out of nowhere to pop out of nowhere. Because mm. it's a weird time of year, this bit, isn't it? It's a bit of a...
Well, normally this time of year it's quite quiet because you get all the Christmas games come out, but everything got pushed back. So it's weird to have February come around and it's like this big game out and this big game out. Oh, there's another big game coming out in a couple of days. It's like overload, but it's like Christmas and I don't mind because I like having things to play.
It's I've seen some bits are coming. I keep seeing little notes and thinking, okay, I'll get that game in a month's time or whatever. But yeah, it's an interesting one. I guess it's a chance to just have a play around and see what's there. Xbox Game Pass has a few things that it says coming out. I mean, Two Point University or whatever it's called is coming up in like a month, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll play that. You know, that's interesting enough. You know, there are bits and pieces, and that's not on any list I've seen where it's saying upcoming games. I'm like, that's just not mentioned anywhere. But Game Pass is throwing that out soon, so yeah, I'm happy. But
is that not out in May? I thought that was out in May.
It might be May.
Yeah, I think it's in May because I keep seeing it. I'm like, well, I'll play it. I know.
Let me check. May. I'm on it now. There was that and something else that were coming out in the next couple of months. So sorry, I've maybe got that one. I probably have got that one wrong. But I'll have a quick look while you tell us what you've been up to, Pap. It was Far that was coming in May. Far, Changing Tides, and then New 2 Point Campus in May. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Cool.
What have I played? So I've played about, how long have I played? 4 hours? 4 hours of Horizon.
Oh, you're so lucky.
You're ahead of Anna. I know, that was...
Yeah. So, yes, you're in greener pastures to start with. Yes, that changes.
Yes, good.
Yes, it's more Horizon as it stands. I feel like I'm still in kind of in tutorial stuff.
Right.
Where I've just got to, I've just got the tripwire thing that you used to have. The tripwire, it was like a thing where you put electric wires down and you have to put them down. I remember them from the first game.
I used to love that.
Yeah,
weapon.
Well, I've just got one of them. So that says how much it is kind of like... I feel like I've not really been let go yet. I'm still being... Right. The reins are still on right now, I think.
I think that's for people who've not played it before.
I think, this is the thing. So I think I'm just about to get let off the reins and set on my way. I feel like that's coming. So, you start this game up. Tell you what we can do. I can tell you how we got... Did you go about... You got a physical copy, didn't you, Anna?
I did, yes. Yeah.
So I've got a digital version. I bought the PS4 version like you're supposed to do and saved £10 on it. In doing so, though, it doesn't let you preload it. You can only preload it once
it's out.
Oh, God,
no, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It isn't a massive issue. It's like, well, so what?
It is a massive issue because I put mine and it was 200 gig.
Yeah, I don't know how big mine was, but I mean, it doesn't matter if I download it Friday or the Wednesday before. It doesn't really matter. In the grand scheme of things, I'm at work anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I was about to say, you're at work, aren't you?
It doesn't matter to me. But you had to then, like, I checked this morning before I went to work. I was like, okay, so I opened it up. But before today came, release day, you'd go onto your store and you'd go into like your library and it is there. And you go, oh, great, okay. And then it says PS4. And then you go into it, it says, like, this is a free upgrade to PS5. And you go through to the PS5 when you've got a pre-order, you can't do anything with it. So today I did it, and it's there. You can go into it, and it's then available to download the PS5 version. So we did that. You boot it up, and then you get the video of, like, pretty much, just in case you haven't played it. It's just a recap. It's a video recap.
Yeah,
it's very broad strokes. You kind of find out like who Silence is, pretty much, the guy who's narrating the video.
Mm-hmm.
You find out who he is, but pretty much that's it. And then comes the game itself. The game itself is very much more, for me, more Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with a sprinkling of, you should have played this, you should have played the first game.
Yeah.
Because everybody you meet, everybody you speak to, you start having a conversation with them like you don't, like you know who they are, like they're all right. Just like you just spoke to them 2 minutes ago, and so I have no clue any of these people are talking to.
Mm.
They just come to me and start talking to me, or I wonder if I'm doing a quest for them. I don't know who they are. I don't know what kind of relation they have to me. I have a vague recollection of them.
Oh, okay.
I feel like. I don't know. I feel like I wish there was more for me. I feel like if I'd played the previous game and gone straight into this, I would be far much more, like, much more invested in the game. Because I would want to, like I say, I remember the guy with the big handlebar moustache and the mohawk.
Yes.
But that's about it. Everybody else who's come to me, I don't know who you are.
Well, the first guy you're with.
You seem to know me, and you're very happy. You're seeing me.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, it seems all right so far, so good. Like I say, about 4 hours, I feel I'm about to be let off the reins.
Have you got to the title screen yet?
Yes, done the title screen. And you do. There's like a grapple hook type thing that you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall being a grapple hook in the first game. I know you could rappel down buildings and what have you sometimes. Because you do that big, you do jump off thing and then you hook on something. But now you're like, you can do a jump and then like grapple on something and kind of like fling yourself up.
Yes, I've been doing that. I like that one.
Yeah, that's okay. That's pretty good. I don't mind. I don't recall. Maybe I'm misremembering. Was there a lot of climbing in the previous game?
There was some, because you'd have to go up to mountains to find like these altars to get the collectibles that were up there. So there was a little bit.
Possibly. I feel like it's a lot more Uncharted, this one, to me so far.
Okay.
But it's a lot more like just ledges with like yellow paint on them. I've got to scale them and do this and do that. I don't know if it's just me imagining it, and it's just that just because I played it in whatever it was, 2017.
Wow.
Yeah, 2017. So I don't know. It could just be me misremembering. But so far, it seems like very much more of the same.
Which isn't a bad thing.
I keep having moments where I go, like, the first Horizon took a while to get into it, and it was a bit of a slow burn to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking that about this one. And then there's occasional glimpses where I go, all right, that's really cool. Or I really like that moment. I like the point that Aloy is practically like a hero in this game. She is like the savior. They refer to her as the savior. And she is like gets a hero's welcome when she goes home and stuff like that.
Yay.
So it's like it's so much redemption. More than the previous one where she's an outcast and everyone's just shunning her and giving her grief because she's an outsider. Whereas this one, she's like the champion, and I like that she's got a bit of sass with it. I find that she's got a bit of sass with it this time because people do give her grief, and she's like, you know, like not like you know you're talking to sort of thing, but you know, like, all right, and I'll do your silly side quest for you, and then I'll tell you what. A sort of attitude with him, like I felt that was quite a cool thing.
She was motherless, wasn't she? So everyone didn't hate her. But no one would talk to her now.
Yeah, she was an outsider, outcast. Yeah. And I like the fact that this one has kind of started off, and it's kind of like the last game, Zero Dawn, gave you info dump last quarter of the game. It was drip feeding info. And you're like, I don't quite know what's going on with this game.
Yes.
And you're like, you're forever going, what's going on with this story? And then you get to the last quarter and it goes, boom, it just vomits.
Yeah.
Tons of the entire story on you all at once. And you're just kind of overwhelmed by it and like, what? But it's amazing.
I turned it off just before that whole memory dump came. And I just I'm so bored of this, but I don't know what's happening. And then I was like, right, I'm going to finish the game, went to it, and it was just like fact after fact story here. So I was like, whoa, okay, like I should have done this quicker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's basically it ramps up immediately.
Mm.
Like carries it for me. I think it's set 6 months after the last game.
Okay, so it's not too far.
It's not at all. It's practically you pretty much just carry on. Like you the game starts and you just are going. You are going, and it's giving you information immediately, and it's giving you more. Like it's so much more than previously, but I think it's because you're not establishing the character this time. Whereas last time you spent so long in like as a child and doing all that sort of thing, you're establishing the character in the world. Whereas I think this game's kind of I suppose the video helps at the start, but I think it's
if you didn't have that.
All right, you know what this is. Let's get going to the races and we're off. Sort of thing. That's pretty much how it feels a little bit. So hopefully it keeps up with that. I've got to like a town now, pretty much like your first like main town sort of thing, and it's just like I was like, oh god! I just realised it's like little green things, green little icons all over me little hood. It's like side quest. I was like, oh god!
Because basically, you're a clone of your mom, so you can control the machines that roam the world to terraform the planet. That's what I've got from it.
From based on what the video said, you are the clone of this elite scientist who was basically made some sort of AI program to terraform Earth when the apocalypse came, and it would like re-terraform and repopulate and rebuild Earth
with the machines, isn't it?
Well, the machines were there to kind of protect and kind of oversee. It basically be like the basically be like machines that would harvest and do all the things like while there's no humanity there, and while when humanity is ready to be reborn, they can then sort of like take over. But they're Hades is the rampant AI inside the system, which is from the first one, and that's the one that kind of turns all the robots bad, pretty much.
Right, we had another little hiccup there. I think Kev felt we were getting too big for our boots, and he pulled the wire out another time. But we're gonna persevere, aren't we? We're gonna get through it despite him. He's going to shove this down his throat. He's going to listen to this tomorrow, and he's going to know that we defeated him. But can either of you remember where you were and what you were saying?
We're just saying that Horizon is more Horizon, and if you've not played the first one, it would be a good idea to have a look at some kind of story before going into the second one.
Because
Pav says, I only remember the one guy with the moustache and the guy who was on the hunt with his mum. But again, they're right at the start of the game. So if the first game. So yeah, have a look at a story update or something.
I mean, Anna, do you know who the Sun King is?
Yes, I do.
You know who the Sun King is? Because he sure as hell knows me when I saw him.
Because you meet him.
I know I did
in Meridian.
Do you know his name?
He means Pabs specifically. He's like, Pabby!
You know, yeah.
I don't know his name. I just know who
there's so
he
many
is.
People that kind of know me, and I gotta go, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, I don't know who you are. But yeah, it is a very good game from what I've played. I look forward to seeing. I know there's things coming that I'm looking forward to unlocking certain abilities and equipment and tools and different other things.
Is there upgrades? Because that was not. I've not seen.
I've seen
any
upgrade points. You can upgrade. I think there's different types of armor you can buy again.
Okay.
Because I feel like I was a big proponent the last time of getting armor, but there's all different upgrades and different things. You level. I think I'm level 5 now on my game, and you put all your different. There's like 5 different categories. I think you can use like skill trees under each category for each different things.
Oh, okay.
So, but it is your basic like your melee, ranged, stealth, health, and then it's like the other one is something like maybe dexterity or something like that. I don't know. There's all these different categories, and then there's a skill tree under each one of them. And every time you level up, you get to put a point into whatever you want to put it into. It is a good game. It is a good game so far. The other thing I've played, and don't ask me why. Well, it's easy. It's an easy answer. Why? I started Cyberpunk again.
Oh, that's the update. Yes,
okay.
the next gen update just got randomly dropped at the start of the week.
It did.
So I booted it up and it seems fine. I've not seen any issues with it so far. It's 6 out of 6. It doesn't strike me as like mind blowing, but it looks nice enough. It's not like god awful. It runs fine. I think there's like I'm running at upscaled 4K without the ray tracing, but runs at 60 FPS. I think if you can run it 4K. With ray tracing at 30 FPS, but I think I'm always siding towards higher frame rate these days, especially as a first person game. So when I played this game, I streamed this game when I first started it, and you do the character creator, and when you're streaming it, you have all the stuff on where it's like you don't want nudity, you don't want any of this stuff, you don't want any of this stuff, so. All the creator characters, they wear the underwear and what have you when you create a character. That wasn't the case this time. I was not expecting those sliders and those presets and all those different things that you have to make. I don't even recall looking at that stuff when I played it on the PC. So I'm playing it on Xbox now. And I was like, I don't remember this at all. I do not remember all these different settings of like there are sliders for everything. I'm like,
apparently they've upped it, they've put more in it apparently.
What, more sliders?
Yeah.
Can't have enough.
I was kind of like whoa, I was like, this is a bit I was thinking for a game that you're all in first person, you don't really see yourself very much.
It is weird.
But you do see yourself in mirrors, I suppose. But yeah.
Do you feel like it was a marketing ploy just to say, look how big you can make the boobs and the wangs?
No,
and
you can be you can have every part of anyone's body.
Yeah, as well, yeah. So I was a female character, and you could pick like what bits you did or didn't want.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is, like, if it's not relevant to the plot, I'm assuming you don't then meet a person and do any kind of things that would require the parts you're setting up.
Just,
so
I think it's just pure character customization. I don't know whether
So what I'm saying, I think, is that just so that people go, oh, that's different, and then
I don't think it's a shame that it's not relevant. I don't think it's a ploy to be, like, edgy. I think it's just how it is.
Like, I mean, if there's, this is a bit of a tangent and a reach, but if there was a bomb where you needed to be able to insert something to make it not detonate, but you've opted to play without one, you know, you'd be kind of like, okay, that's hilarious. I can't believe they've factored that decision in, or, you know, you need somewhere to hide something. Yeah,
it didn't make any difference.
It's one of those that would feel like, okay, there was a point to all these decisions and the half an hour I spent crafting the perfect bottom half and all of this. But if it's, if you're not seeing it because you're playing first person and there's only the odd mirror, it just seems, I suppose it's just nice. And I love the fact that it's representation as well, obviously. It's good that people can make themselves and that kind of thing. That's perfect. But I've never really felt the need to be like, right, I'm playing as this character, but they're not carrying around my massive wang. I mean, it's, it doesn't feel like the game's been ruined. That's a joke, by the way. I didn't mean to sound like an absolute wrong-un. But yeah, I don't feel like I've ever fought that in a game. So, yeah, I don't know. I was going to ask about this because I should have mentioned earlier on as well that I also played Guardians of the Galaxy this week, and I'm on chapter 12 of 16, so I'm not far from finishing it. I've been playing it very slowly. It's one of my, the kids aren't about and I've got nothing else to do and I don't feel the need to be doing any work, so I'm just going to sit and play this game kind of games. And I thought to myself, when I finish this, Cyberpunk is the next game on my list. I don't think it's a streaming game. I think it's a game where I need to sit and listen to it and read what it's telling me to do and pay attention more. And trying to stream a game like that is not good for conversation, is it? You know. But I also wasn't sure how good it would be in terms of being clunky. This was before the update, but I'm guessing the update fixes a lot of the clunkiness and brokenness, does it?
No.
Oh, great.
The PC version's fine, to be fair. You've got a PC version, haven't you?
Yes,
there was always the console versions. I mean, you're still going to find bugs, but you're going to find bugs in Skyrim. Skyrim's been released umpteen times, and there's still bugs galore in it because it's a big open world game, and there's a lot of mechanics going on there, and it's the same situation there. But there probably are fixes for it, but with fixes comes other things and other minor things.
Yeah, they create new bugs, don't they?
It's
yeah.
always the way these big, complicated open world games, and it is for better or worse, it is that game. And people said, like, it's still that game where it's covered, it filled with bugs, but it's still an amazing game. So I think it's definitely worth a look. So I've really enjoyed it, and I'm enjoyed playing it again.
Cool. That's, I mean, it does look good. It does. Everyone who I know who persevered with it has said it was worth it. Have you played it, Anna?
I've played it up to the last mission twice. I just haven't gone that.
Is it just
extra.
Too hard, or you just didn't want to kind of seal it?
I want to. I get to that bit, and then I'm like, right, I want to go and do side missions, and then I get bogged down with side missions, and then I forget about it, and then I move on to something else. But I'm glad there's an update. I'll definitely have a look at that when I haven't got anything to play. Mm-hmm. I wish this came out at like the start of the year and I could have like gone all the way through that. But I do like Cyberpunk. I do like all the gadgetry and the way you can approach things. I like the talking gun that I found. He's a chatty chap gun thing. That was fun. But I do like Cyberpunk. I think it's a, the concept is great. They needed a bit more time, because coming from The Witcher 3 and then coming to that, and you're like, oh, what happened there? But I like Cyberpunk. It's different. It's a massive area. I hope there's DLC in the future, and hopefully. I will definitely go back to it.
Indeed. Well, is there any more for you, Pab, or any more for anyone?
No, not for me, I'm afraid.
Well, no, then. I'm not.
I think we can wrap up there then. The usual spiel. You know, follow us on Twitter at MG UK Podcast. We are also on Facebook and other bits and bobs. And I'm at RB6K on Twitter.
Oh God, I'm at Miss Lelujo. Kevin's at Lelujo. Just so it's in there.
I'm sure they're familiar.
I was like, that's not right in my head. I know, apologize.
It did feel weird. Where are you, Pab?
I'm at Pab 1986.
Yes, you are. So, yeah, that's your lot. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a good week.
Sorry for all the jumps, but yeah, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.